The chairman of the Adelaide Crows has been good enough to join us in the 3RW box during our footy preview for Metro Trains. We are 20 minutes away from the opening bounce of this huge clash to start round 23. Rob, we always appreciate your time on 3RW.
Pleasure to be here. Trains are running, so yep, as you said, 20 minutes to go. Hopefully everyone's close to getting in.
Now, the first thing I've noticed is the team tonight, they've warmed up in the Indigenous jumper. Clearly a show of support for Eddie Betts after the week he's had.
How terrific that. Player-led, so players have thought about it. You know, what's a response? What can we do to demonstrate our support to the Indigenous fellas, and in particular Eddie? And I think we were going to play in these, to be quite honest. And AFL rules stipulate that you have to have two sets. And we'd auctioned off most of them, and, you know, the other half are sitting on the boys' walls, you know, framed. So that was logistically impossible. So they've warmed up in it, and that looks terrific, doesn't it?
It does, Rob. Yeah. It's just been a magnificent year for your football club, considering everything that's gone on in recent times. Hopefully you get the job done tonight, host the home final. Have you been told at all yet, if you are to win tonight, where that game may be? We know where it will be played, but the night...
We've got a preference, but I think if we were to win, we're getting ahead of ourselves, and if everything played out all right, I reckon the AFL might throw us a Thursday night.
Yeah. And is that your preference?
Look, Don Pike has been incredibly consistent with this all year. Look, we'll just deal with whatever gets thrown our way, and that's what he's been saying with this. But I think that gives us a 12 or a 13-day break, and then into another, if you were to win that, another 12 or 13 break. Mate, we'll deal with that.
The profile, you'd have to have it Thursday night because TV ratings have been through the roof. You'll get your sellout, you know. They could do it on a Monday night next week and you still get
Monday
that.
Afternoon.
So the profile, you'd want to go on the Thursday, I would think, for the club.
Yeah, well, look, we're selling out every game, Tony. We've sold 52,000 seats tonight. If 46 of the 52 turn up, I'm told we are the biggest attending club in any sport, any code in Australia. So we take off one of the Victorians, take over from one of the Victorians, that crown. And so that does indicate that the crowd's getting behind us and getting behind the city.
Well, if we'd only had two Victorian clubs in Victoria, we know we'd beat the record too.
You
so don't jump on your high horse.
Clearly would. And you know, hey, tonight, here's the other stat. This is the first time two non-Victorian football teams have played since 2005 on a Friday night. I found that staggering.
Hey, what do you find the bye before the final staggering? What's your thoughts on that? What's your coach, Don Pike?
We'll have it again. Yeah. You know, I think we do lose a bit of momentum. That's my personal comments. I think the supporters, they're up and about. They want their team, whether it's us or whoever, to be, you know, powering on. And I don't like it.
When you say you don't think you'll have it again, are you saying this is something that's been brought up with the AFL?
We
haven't trialled it yet.
We
don't know what the impact's going to...
You don't know the impact for players. I've heard some of our players say they welcome it.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, I think let's play it out. You're absolutely right to pull me up on that. Let's be fair. Let's see how it plays out. I might say, you know, in 3 weeks' time, what a brilliant idea.
I've got a question for you.
Yep.
Scotty Thompson walks up to you and says, I want an answer now.
Yep.
On whether I'm playing next year.
Yeah, beauty. Have you seen his biceps? look, do you know what the beauty is, Matthew? Scotty's been spoken to week in, week out. You know, you see him playing his name in the best players week in, week out. Every footy list is at a different stage. List management's at a different stage. Look, I know he's comfortable with what he's being told. I think we've only got three or four that are up in the air, and that's probably not uncommon at this stage of the year. And look, we'll deal with it.
I asked that question more on the North Melbourne side.
Yeah.
The way it could have derailed there, final series.
Yeah, so I think we haven't gone down that path. I'm not sure what was the thinking behind that. Well done to him. We know where we're at with Scott. 33, I mean, I'm not ageist. If he's still playing like he's playing, he can play for another couple.
What about Don Pike? A lot of people are throwing him up probably coach of the year, and are very close to it, I would think. So is there a need to do something about the future to a greater level of what you've seen in a year like this? Because they don't always come along and have the impact that he's had in a short period of time, especially after the tragedy.
Yep, no, you're absolutely right. And Don, it's hard to still imagine, like, this stage of the year, you know, I still got to say, look, he's a first-year coach. But I've actually seen him, not grow, but I've seen, you know, he's just been so consistent throughout this whole year. He's been very considered. very thoughtful. His messages are simple. He's a great communicator. And, you know, the players have really responded to him. And he has done a remarkable job. You sort of bring up what, you know, what we've been through as a club over the last couple of years. And, you know, he's slotted in well. Very smart guy, but breaks down his message. I've sat in on a few of the meetings and it's...
So, will you look really a bit longer? Are you something in the wind, maybe, because of what happens?
Haven't thought about it. There you go. I mean, the fact that you've just reminded me, you know.
Jeez, got on your high horse before. You haven't even thought about sewing up a good coach. I can't believe that's going on.
No high horse has been ridden over here. not enough jockeys.
You know, just finally, Rob, another little milestone tonight. Yes. 600th game for the club.
Yes, yeah.
Any little way to celebrate it, or has it been acknowledged in any way?
26 years, you know, in the competition. You know, we're you know,
two premierships.
One of the newer ones, two premierships. I was just making the speech downstairs, and the chairman, you know, five players that have played 300 games in that. And I just asked Alan Kransberg, who's a champion, he's the West Coast chairman, you know, they got none. And Melbourne have got one. So we're very proud of our achievements over the 26 years. You know, we really want to play. I mean, this is why you play football, to play in September and play finals. And, you know, we've got a tough game. We had a tough game last week, West Coast tonight. It's unrelenting. So, but that's great, isn't it?
That's absolutely how you want it to it's be. A brutal competition, but we absolutely love it. We always love your time on 3W Footy as well, no doubt.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you throughout September.
Yep, well done. Good calling. Thanks, Rob.